Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This letter is exactly why we started this years ago. And it's going to take a moment, but work with me. So my husband, Josh, had an accident at work in 2015. So we're talking 8, 9 years ago. He works for a small drywall company, and the scaffolding he was on tipped over, and he fell 15 feet. He broke his wrist, cracked a heel, and shattered the other. After 19 surgeries, this happened to my brother that healed up. Both his heels were broken?
Yeah.
Not a problem. This turns into 19 surgeries. And a few years later, he's now a below-the-knee amputee. How does that happen? I'll tell you how it happens. MRSA.
Oh.
So, they did not have health insurance, but you are covered by workman's comp for the small company. So there's upkeep on his prosthesis until about 2 years ago. So understand what we're talking about. It gets a little complicated. You don't have insurance because the company's too small to provide it and you didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Then that happens. Workman's comp will pay for your initial injury and a little bit. But we keep living.
Yeah.
And he ends up with MRSA and they have to make a decision. Take the leg. And you have to give up your leg at 40 years old. That's a large challenge. So let me go forward with this. He went back to work as soon as possible for the same company. He needed a new mechanical foot for the prosthesis last year. And our prosthetic people are awesome. They got us set up on a payment plan and we finished about 2 months ago. Now understand that's like, you know, $4,000 for one. And you have to go on a payment plan because nobody's going to help you. Now, from wear and tear, and his leg slightly shrinking, so you start to atrophy, he needs a new socket. That's where your stump goes in, which is more expensive than the cost of the foot they just paid off. That cost $6,000. So they both work full-time. She works in nursing. He works in construction. And it leaves them paycheck to paycheck. But without a new socket, he can't work. And without both our paychecks, they'll lose everything. The socket for his prosthesis now doesn't fit his stump anymore. And due to the day after day, he's getting sores on his leg. Now, this is something that we only learned about in the last few years. If it doesn't fit exactly right into that, your pressure of your body is leaning into that. You're using it to move, to walk, to ambulate, to go to work, doing drywall. And then you get big sores inside there. And it's constant pain, man. I just want him to be able to work comfortably and not risk another infection that could get even worse. Merry Christmas, and thank you for reading my letter. Any help at all would be more than appreciated. Katie. Katie's a nurse. Let me see if we can get a hold of her. We've been, Jake, you think she's good this morning, though, right?
Yeah, I think she's there. She should be there.
Hello?
Katie, it's Johnny Dare. We're on the radio. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So tell me about Josh. Tell me what happened. He fell off the scaffolding in 2015?
So in 2015, he was on two layers of peri-scaffolding. The wheels gave out, and he fell 15 feet, and he landed square on both feet. And he broke one heel, he shattered the other, and he broke his wrist.
And for most people, you would be... up for a while, like my brother did this, and he ended up in a wheelchair, but he was back and good in about 3 or 4 months. And
right.
Unfortunately, it didn't go that way for Josh. Ended up with 19 different surgeries.
Right. Well, after about the sixth or seventh surgery, while in the hospital, he contracted MRSA in that left heel. And that led to a hyperbaric oxygen chamber and all kinds of other surgeries trying to get this infection out, and infection, antibiotics, treatments, all kinds of things, all kinds of specialists. And it was a 12th or 13th surgery And the doctors are like, well, okay, Josh, you can be on antibiotics for the rest of your life, wear a special shoe.
Which may or may not work.
Right. We don't know what's going to happen. Or we can cut it off and get you a prosthetic, but you got to make a choice. And Josh asked the doctor, what's my quickest way back to work? And when he told me that, I was like, this is the man that I need to marry. Because that's exactly what my concern would be, is how do I get back to work? Because this was about 2 years into the process. And
no, that's a heavy decision to say take the leg, because it changes everything for the rest of your life. How do I walk around? How do I get there? What do I look like to other people? What do I look like to my girl? You know,
definitely.
It's all real. You can never pretend that stuff away. And I didn't understand that until I'd met a few friends who have prosthetic limbs, the things that they do go through. And again, it is about working and providing for yourself, but there's a lot that goes on with it. So you get into this prosthesis that the workman's comp will pay for. You don't have medical insurance, and they'll buy that one. And they'll push through that, but then when that one wears out, they're like, well, that's the end of us.
Well, the thing is that a prosthesis has so much into it. I mean, it's essentially a 2.5 foot long shoe that he puts on his leg every day. And just like you have to buy new shoes every so often, he's got to buy new parts for this leg. And last year, we had to buy a new mechanical foot, like the actual part that goes into the shoe. We had to replace that, and that was, I think, $3,600. And Mark McCormick from Hope KC, our prosthesis people, is an angel and hooked us up with a payment plan. But I work in nursing at a level 2 psych facility, and he's back doing construction at the same place, and we just paid that off a couple months ago.
Right.
And here recently, he's been getting these pressure sores in his, like, on his stump. And we went in to see Mark, and he said, well, your leg is shrunk, and so we're going to have to get you fitted with a new socket for your leg. And that's going to be more than double what the mechanical foot was. And I don't even know how we're going to managed to do it.
It's $6,000.
Between the two of us, we've got less than $100 extra each month left over.
And the prosthetic, the socket is $6,000, you said?
He said it's between $6,000 and $8,000, but even if they could, like, even if it's just half of that, we could be on the same payment plan that we were on for the mechanical foot, and it would be manageable. It's just, if he can't work, then without both our incomes, we're treading water now, but we're not drowning.
Right.
Without both of us, we'll be straight up drowning, and I didn't know what to do.
And that's why you wrote the letter.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Does Josh know? Does Josh know you wrote the letter?
He was a little embarrassed, but yeah.
Okay. He shouldn't be. At all.
He's the hardest working man that I know. And he'll end up having to miss days of work because of these sores on his leg. And even just this morning, he was limping around, but he'll force himself to work in this constant pain. And it's just like, Josh, we need to figure this out. And I'm about ready to just sell my vehicle and start taking the bus so that we can do it.
How long have you been with Josh?
We met in 2017 after his 17th surgery, and we've been married for 5 years now. Funny thing was, he asked me that if it was going to bother me that he only had one foot, and I said, honestly, I don't like feet. So if anything, you're ahead of everybody else.
So you met Josh after his injury, but before the amputation.
He was he had already had the initial amputation, okay. but they were still trying to get through the prosthesis process.
Got you.
Because after the initial amputation, he ended up finding out he has chicken bones, and they had to shave his bone down. There was a skin grafting issue. He went through two prosthetics, and...
And this is what you're dating. You just met, and then you thought, this is...
Yeah.
And this is, and you, this is what you, this is who you fell in love with. This is, but that's such a beautiful thing to me. Like, you know, we look at the outside of others, especially when we first meet, right? That's our attraction. Who is this person? What do I see in front of me? What's their physical form? And, the fact he was already missing below the knee, he's working through all this stuff. It's not easy. It's not done. And there's a very insecure future ahead of you, but yet you fell in love. Why?
Definitely.
Tell me, what was it?
He has such a pure heart and had no one to help him. And I could see someone that was just ready to give up. And I wanted to be that person to help. Like, he had too much drive to be just giving up. And it started with just being there and making him breakfast every morning, because that was a meal that he would eat, because he was letting himself get really sick and not eating. But he was so determined to get back to work because he said he was not going to be worthless. And that is something that I found really attractive in a person.
Okay. So we need a new socket. What about everything else? I know you've asked for nothing else. Are you behind on any bills? Are you behind on, I don't know if you have rent or if you have mortgage, if you have car payments, is there anything else?
We are really doing just fine. Even if we can get half of the socket, we'll get on a payment plan and be able to...
Okay.
We'll be able to work it out for even just half of the socket. I just don't
Listen,
know how we're going to be able to...
We're not doing anything halfway. Is Katie locked?
She is locked
down. Lock her down?
Yep, right. She's locked.
We have a friend I'd like you to meet. As they say, we got a guy. Billy, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
This is Billy Brimblecombe from Steps of Faith Foundation. This is Katie. Billy's been listening.
Hey, Katie.
On the other line, I'll let you guys talk.
Hey, Katie, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. So... There was a lot of things about what I've just heard that resonate with me. First of all, I'm an amputee myself, and I met the woman that I'm married to now for the last, we never remember the years, so long time, 17 years, shortly after I lost my leg. And I remember having a similar conversation with her, like, okay, this is as good as it gets. It's not growing back on this side of heaven. So are you cool with this? So, first of all, that got me right away. But do you know about Steps of Faith, the Steps of Faith Foundation? Have you heard of us?
I have not.
Okay. Well, we're a nonprofit, and what we exist to do is help amputees that have no health insurance and no other way to get a prosthetic limb. So, you know, I'll just cut to the chase. I mean, we can help you with this, no problem. This is what we exist to do. And honestly, you know, hearing this story and hearing about you and Josh being such a heart, like, this is the kind of man that we exist to help, straight up. So we, you know, we got you. We can take care of this.
Oh my God.
We can't both cry on the radio at the same time.
Not all three of us.
He's going to be able to keep working. He's going to be excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen.
That's what we exist to do. I know what those sores are like, and it's debilitating. You know what I mean? You need your socket to fit properly. Otherwise it's useless. And when we have the right tools, we can do anything as amputees. So, it's common for this to be, something that an amputee needs. It's just crazy how expensive it can be, and without insurance, you know, you're in a tough spot. So yeah, let us work this out for you, okay?
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Billy, I appreciate you so much, brother. I love you. Steps of Faith Foundation, everybody. This is what we talk about. This is why we support Thunder Gong. This is why we love our friend Billy Brimblecom. Dude, you stepped in. You saved the day. Thank you.
Hey, man, I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful that I know about this story for you, Katie, you and Josh. And again, this is what we do. So I'm thankful to be here to be able to help you out, and thankful to everybody that Johnny, you and the gang for having us on to help us raise money so that we can do things like this. So yeah, God bless you all.
Thank you, brother. I'm gonna put you on hold, Billy. Stay right there, man. Katie, they're gonna take care of everything. Steps of Faith Foundation is going to make sure that he's fit correctly with the best possible, and it will be no charge to you whatsoever.
Thank you so much.
And I know that you're doing great, and I know that you don't ask for help, and I know that it can be hard to ask for help. But our friends at Constantino's would also like to give you a $500 gift certificate to their grocery stores. Constantino's Price Chopper, Apple Market, Sunfresh, Constantino's Market. It's not a lot, but it'll make sure you have good, fresh, healthy food for him when he comes home from work.
Thank you so much.
All right. You got it?
Thank you.
You stay right there, Katie. Merry Christmas.